Welcome to the Open House podcast site, available at openhouseonline.com.au.
There's a beautiful intricacy to his lyrics.
I said you gotta leave, you gotta promise me. It's the beginning of my end, you gotta promise me. How can the holy God who will wicked Pharisee? I'm saying, and I'm thinking to myself, how can you rescue me?
His name is Jimmy Needham.
I'm tired of putting one foot in front of the other.
Brand new album Nightlights debuted at number one on the iTunes Christian and Gospel Albums chart, number 25 for all genres. An amazing achievement for a guy who only released his first album 4 years ago. Jimmy Needham is with us. Welcome, mate. Welcome to Open House.
Good to be here.
Congratulations on the new album Nightlights. There's a bit of a kind of a theme or a concept behind the title, isn't there?
Yeah, there is. The phrase Nightlights comes from a line in one of my songs. I'm talking to God in the song, and I say, compared to you, I'm just a nightlight against the blazing sun. So there's this imagery of, as we get a proper perspective of God and how big he is and how great he is, we start to see ourselves properly too. And that's kind of what this record deals with, is that idea.
You must be amazed at the, well, I wonder, are you amazed at the success that you've had? Because your first album was only released about 4 years ago, and then Nightlights, the third album, what, as I mentioned before, debuted at number one on iTunes Top 200 for the Christian Albums chart, number 25 on the Top 200 albums for all genres. There's been a wonderful acceptance of your art.
I am. You know, it's even more shocking to me just because this isn't necessarily something that I initially had signed up for. You know, I was going to college at the time to be a history professor, right? Mm. So, you know, I'm studying away and just playing music on the side. So to be there just 5 years ago and then to be here and have three albums and you know, to have toured all over the world, and it's a very surreal and amazing thing for me.
And do you still keep up with your history books?
Give or take, more or less. I don't know that I have a whole lot of time to keep up with hardly any books, but yeah. It's good.
Well, let's get back to where it all started then. Tell me about your life growing up in Texas and the childhood home.
Well, I actually grew up in a non-Christian home. We were, I would say we were religious, nominally religious, but none of my family really knew God, knew Jesus. And it wasn't for me until my sophomore year of high school that I was introduced to the good news of salvation. Mm-hmm. It's not to say that my family was bad or broken or anything like that. My parents were great and are still great parents, are still together and have a good marriage. But they just didn't know Jesus, and it actually began with me. A friend of mine shared the gospel with me when I was in the 10th grade, and I became a Christian as I believed on that truth, and it just started praying for my family, and now my brother came to Christ a couple years after that, then my mom came to Christ, and now my dad is walking with the Lord, and it's just this beautiful thing to
beautiful.
Just see God do that.
Yeah, absolutely beautiful. I was going to ask actually how your parents now felt about you know, you singing Christian songs and everything, but there goes the answer. That's a beautiful story. And judging by the sound of your songs and the sound of the whole tone of your albums, there must have been a lot of Motown played around the lounge room, hey?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, if you were to ask me who my favorite artist was, I'd probably say, gosh, Stevie Wonder, maybe. Mm-hmm. You know, that, I don't know that guy's ever written a bad song. So that's what my parents raised me on: Stevie Wonder, the Jackson 5, Sam Cooke, all that old and great music. And so that's the stuff that I really key off of when I'm songwriting. I really draw from those artists who have influenced me. So.
Yeah, and you wonder how things would be different, don't you, if you had grown up in a family that actually, you know, liked a completely different genre. You just wonder.
Oh, yeah, I can't imagine. But, you know, God does everything on purpose. And so I'm so grateful that I was introduced to the styles that I was, because my music really would be very different, I think.
Yes, and when did you first pick up a guitar yourself, personally?
So that was sixth grade for me, which I would be 12 years old, which I'm only 24. I'm still pretty young, but that was 12 years ago now. So, and you know, I'm still learning. I just sat down with a jazz guitar theory book and just started, reading through it because, you know, there's always room for improvement.
This is Open House. Jimmy Needham is with us, singer-songwriter, an amazingly intricate songwriter. In fact, there is such a rhythm to your lyrics and an intricacy. There's a kind of a labyrinthine effect of the way that you layer lyrics and you go from one place to another to another. There's a beautiful craft to the way that you actually write your songs. Can you give us a bit of a hint as to how you go about your songwriting process?
Yeah, you know, it varies. It really does. I could tell you this, though. I'm constantly in a state of thinking about ideas, scripture, life experiences in terms of lyrics. I walk around with my voice recorder all day, and I'm constantly recording a line that I hear in my head or a melody or a phrase. And eventually, you know, I sit down with those phrases and just go, okay, God, what are the themes, the mega themes that you are teaching me in this season? And as I listen back to the lyrics, you know, more creativity will be sparked and things like that. So it's kind of a weird, interesting process, but at the end of the day, it's just something that's always really come naturally to me. I always tell people this, I can't kick a soccer ball very well, I can't hit a golf ball at all to save my life, but, you know, I can write a song.
Yeah,
so.
Great. Well, I'm with you on the first two, I still can't do the third one, so you're still ahead of me. And that kind of role of spirituality that also comes into this as well. I mean, your lyrics would not be the lyrics they are without that relationship with God and without that reflection on the Bible.
Absolutely. You know, people have asked me before, you know, why did you choose to do Christian music? And I always tell them I didn't really choose it. You know, I think artists and songwriters and writers in general, we write what we're passionate about, what lights us up, what gets us out of bed in the morning. And the truth is, at the end of the day, if I'm being honest, the thing that lights me up the most in my life is my relationship with Jesus. And it's been like that for the past, 10 years since I've known him. Mm. And so that's really what rises up in my heart and comes out on my pen and comes out on my fingers when I play and sing. And so, you know, it's almost like the lyrical content finds me.
Yes, I think of Bono's lyric in U2's song Magnificent. I was born to sing for you, I didn't have a choice.
I love that. That's great.
It's beautiful, isn't it? Absolutely. And you're also newly married too, aren't you? It's just been a couple of years.
Yeah, actually, we're coming up on 4 years, believe it or not.
Oh, 4 years.
Yeah, so we're so excited about that, and it really does feel just like a couple of years, you know. Time goes really fast.
How did your wife, Kelly, feel about the proposal song that you wrote for her going on the last album?
She was pro the proposal song. She loved it, and I asked her permission before I put it on the record because I thought, well, maybe that's just something that she just wants to keep between me and her, you know, the song that I wrote to propose to her with. But she was like, no, let's put it on the record. I want people to hear. So actually, I get emails all the time of couples who played that at their wedding, or that was their first dance at their wedding reception and things like that. So it's really fun.
Yeah. Well, you know, you've ruined it for the rest of us. anybody who's written their spouse-to-be a song has certainly won in the romance stakes. Nobody else can compete after that.
Well, I'm sure. Sorry, I'll try to dial that back a shade.
I bet. The new album, Nightlights. Tell me about a favorite, like a highlight lyric for you. I mean, it's all about the lyrics for you, isn't it? The music is fantastic, but really, it's the message, it's the craft of the lyrics. Tell me about a favorite lyric.
You know, the one that comes to my mind. There's a song that I would say is probably the kind of cornerstone song of the record. It's a song called The Reason I Sing, and it really just deals with my personal struggle of figuring out what it looks like to lift up and exalt and celebrate and make much of the name of Jesus, even at the expense of my own glory and my own fame and notoriety. You know, in a business that demands that you're successful and that a lot of people know you, it's a tough a balancing act for a Christian artist to not get a big head and make it about something it's not. So there's a lyric, it's at the very end of the song that I'm kind of digressing at the end of all my thoughts, and I say, so if I'm destined for the small stage, the small crowds and the small pay, then maybe even in a small way I can bring you fame.
Mm-hmm.
And I just feel like that's kind of the anthem I've been clinging to as I do concerts. It's just, okay, whether there's 10,000 people here or 10 people here, God, would you help me to be more concerned with your fame than my own?
Yeah, beautiful, beautifully put. In fact, very, very much an echo of what we heard from Bebo Norman when we spoke to him. I can't help but resonate between what you've just said and what Bebo said. There are some Christian artists like yourself who I just can tell right from the word go. If all the fame was to fall tomorrow, you'd still be in your bedroom, you'd still be in your lounge room, you'd still be in your church on a Sunday morning singing those songs to God.
That's good.
Yeah. Well, it's been great talking to Jimmy, and all the best with the future. It seems to be just going, ramping up full steam, and just absolutely love your work and your artistry, and looking forward to hearing so much more from the brand new album.
Well, thank you so much. It was an encouragement talking to you.
We hope you enjoyed this Open House podcast. Thanks to Christian Super and Real World Technology. To hear more from Open House, visit openhouseonline.com.au.